Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of their Catholic faith. If you guys are unaware, hopefully you are, this coming weekend is going to be Father's Day. Father's Day is such a fun time where we get to celebrate just the craziness and goofiness of our dads. If you're like me, and probably most of the culture, because dad jokes are a thing, you have probably been embarrassed by your dad at some point. I know I have. They can be awkward and have weird dance moves and all those things, but they can also teach us some of the most important lessons in our life. They can teach us what it means to be sons and daughters. Today's reading really exemplifies that through the prophets. So today's reading is from 2 Kings. When the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven in a whirlwind, he and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here. The Lord has sent me on to the Jordan. As the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you," Elisha replied. And so the two went on together. 50 of the guild prophets followed, and when the two stopped at the Jordan, they stood facing them at a distance. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water which divided, and both crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask for whatever I may do for you before I am taken up from you." Elisha answered, "May I receive a double portion of your spirit?" You have asked something that is not easy," Elijah replied. "Still, if you see me taken up from you, your wish will be granted. Otherwise, not." As they walked on conversing, a flaming chariot and flaming horses came down between them, and Elijah was taken up into heaven in a whirlwind. When Elisha saw it had happened, he cried out, my father, Israel's chariots and drivers!" But when he could no longer see him, Elisha gripped his own garment and tore it in two. Then he picked up Elijah's mantle that had fallen from him and went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan, wielding the mantle that had fallen from Elijah. Elisha struck the water in his turn and said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" When Elisha struck the water, it divided and he crossed. Okay, this is a crazy reading. It's a pretty long reading, but I think that there's three key elements the Lord wants to tell us in this. And it's all about fatherhood. So the Lord really, at the beginning of this, teaches us that we need to be close to him always. Just like Elisha, I know they sound so similar, but just like Elisha wanted to be close to Elijah and wanted to be with him wherever he went, we need to be that close to God. We need to learn from him by walking in his footsteps, by reading his word, by diving into sacraments. The next point is that God tells us that we need to ask big of him. In fact, he asks us here and shows us here that we can ask for twice what we even think is reasonable, right? Elisha could have asked just for the same spirit that was on Elijah, but he asked for a double portion. That's big. That means that we can ask big things of God, that we as his children do not need to be ashamed to ask for things from him. Children never need to be ashamed to ask their father for things. And the last thing, the thing that I really think the Lord wants to drive home in us, is that when we ask for things from the Lord, he will give them to us. They'll fall down from heaven upon us. The thing we need to do at that point is act and use those things he's given to us, those gifts he's given to us, for his greater glory. Let us not squander the gifts the Lord has given us, because he has given us so, so many good things. Brothers and sisters, Our God is a good, good Father. And he gives us so many good things. He gives us, as we read today, twice what we could ever ask for. And when he gives us those things, we have a call, a responsibility to love our God and our world with those gifts that he has given us. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on 2 Kings. My name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have a wonderful morning.